Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing well, guys. Nice talking to you.
I'm wondering, is there a particular amount of relieved satisfaction in your mind after having an uneven day offensively as a whole, and yet your defense played well almost from start to finish, and your offensive running game finally at the end not bails you out, but helps this team find a way to win a football game?
Yeah, that was important. I thought, that's exactly the case. I don't think, it was our best day of production on offense, and I thought Miami defense played really well, but our defense, got us the ball in some short fields, played great, in some really some tough situations for them where, coming off a turnover, we got backed up on our own goal line and had to punt it out and didn't give up much. So our defense really saved the day, and obviously, what our backs have been able to do, not only yesterday but all season, has been a huge reason why, we've been on a 6-game winning streak.
I can't imagine a more helpless feeling if you're the quarterback on the other team, in this case Tannehill, and you're sitting there on the sidelines in the fourth quarter and you're watching 7 minutes and 17 seconds go by. You guys go 77 yards on 16 plays with 12 runs. That's a pretty helpless feeling, I would assume.
Yeah, but that's what we needed to do, and that's part of complimentary football, and that's part of, what we're trying to accomplish every week. So I think there's definitely times where there's situational football, and in that particular situation, it was important to eat up the clock and then ultimately to get down there and kick the field goal, which, pretty much sealed the day. So that was a great way to end the game.
Can you explain how the running game accounts for 11 yards on 7 carries in the first half and then explodes and is efficient and does what it did in that last drive? What happened?
That's a good question. I don't know. I've got to, I haven't watched the film yet. So, it usually comes down to execution, mm-hmm. just executing a little bit better. But, I think the good part was, to do that down in Miami in the warm weather, when we really haven't played in the warm weather in a long time, I thought that was really a great effort by our guys in a situation where, you've already played 53 minutes, mm-hmm. 58 minutes, 52 minutes, excuse me. And, you're able to play your best football when you need it the most and when you're the most tired. And that's what it's got to be. I mean, when you're playing for, a division title, that's, they're not going to be easy. And you got to go out and earn them. And I thought we did a good job of that yesterday.
Did you know, Tom, that you're the only quarterback to win 10 division titles? And what's that mean to you?
I didn't know that. It means I'm playing with a great group of guys, I'll tell you that, and with a great group of coaches and everyone that's really committed themselves to winning and doing what's in the best interest of the team. And I think that's been the mark of what our team's been all about since the day I got here. It's, Patriot football is being selfless and committing yourself to winning, even when it doesn't, mean that, the ball is always going in your direction, or the blitzes aren't always called for you, or you're not always the focal point of the play. So it's a lot of guys who make an effort every week to go out there and play their best, and that was pretty cool yesterday to win in a place where we've lost the last 3 times in December. So That was what it took, and that's what we accomplished.
Well, you haven't lost in December lately and anywhere. I mean, you guys in the second half are just incredible. I assume that's all part of the plan. Is there an explanation for that, why you guys, build up to such good second halves or such good final month runs heading toward the postseason? Why is that?
I'm sure it's a bunch of factors, but it's, I think it's the same thing. There's a lot of depth on our team. A lot of guys fill in when guys get injured. It's not like we're the healthiest team in the league right now. There's a lot of teams dealing with injuries. But your depth is really tested. Your mental toughness is tested. I think we have the best coaches in the league. So, they get us prepared better than any other better than any other team in the league. So that's, all those little things become big things at the end of the day. And it was fun to go down to Miami with, knowing what was at stake. And, really that was a chance to put our whole division behind us. And they'll go 5-0 in our division at this point, which is, you know, which is pretty good, and we were able to do it. So it was a very satisfying feeling on the way home.
Tom, would you agree that your accuracy was just a little bit off yesterday from time to time? And if the answer to that is yes, is that all on you, or was that partly because of the pressure the Dolphins brought to bear? It was clear before they got to you that they were going to get to you.
I'm not sure. Whenever I miss them, I think I should hit them. So it's a technique issue, and it's just, you know, not being accurate enough. So, you know, I thought our line really hung in there against a very good front. They've been protecting all year. So, you know, I got to be able to make all those throws when I have them. And we missed a few early that could have been really important to what we were doing in the final outcome of the game. And hopefully I don't miss any more coming down the stretch.
Did Vollmer apologize for the Wake sack in the third quarter? Do guys say anything when that happens?
No, but those guys take a lot of pride in what they do. So it's, you know, he's a hell of a player. I mean, he is a great player and tackle and teammate. And he works extremely hard. And he's done a great job since being in there. And, you know, you're going up against one of the best pass rushers in the league. I mean, he's going to make those plays. So, you know, you just got to be able to move on, which he always does. And you move on to the next play. So, That's what we all do. It doesn't always all go great. I mean, they have some very good players on that defense, especially on their front. Their secondary made some plays yesterday, so, you know, I give them a lot of credit.
Was the Wake sack of the four the one that made your eyes water?
I actually feel pretty good today. So, you know, I think over the course of the season, your body gets calloused a little bit.
Yep.
To those plays and those sacks. And But I feel pretty good today, so you got a good hit, there's no question, but, you know, I'm glad I came out of it okay.
Hey, Tom, it's Pete Shepard. Good morning. Congratulations on another division title.
Thanks, Pete.
Wanted to ask you about Brandon Lloyd. He's had, you know, decent, some pretty big games early on, but over the last six games, he hasn't had a 50-yard game. He only has two touchdowns. I think he was only targeted by you yesterday one time. How do you get him back on track here?
Well, that's what I got to do a better job of. You know, I think, you know, you can't come out of the game targeting him one time, and that's on myself. So, you know, I got to do a better job distributing the ball to him. It's not that he's not open, because believe me, he's open. I mean, every time I watch the film, I look after the game, oh, God, I should have thrown to Brandon on that play. So, you know, he's a very integral part of what we do, and he's worked really hard over the course of the season, and, you know, I got to do a better job of getting him the ball. I don't think there's any question about that.
Hey, Tom, can you discuss the dynamics of replacing a Mankins with a replacement and then a replacement of a replacement, and how that dynamic works of making it work together when you have new people in front of you on the offensive line?
Well, I think that's part of, you know, why we practice and why guys rotate in there, and that's part of football season. So you have injuries, and Logan's had a few this year where, you know, we've been tested with Donald in there, and Donald's really stepped up to the challenge and had a great season. And then, you know, Dan wasn't able to go the whole day yesterday, and Nick's McDonald stepped in there, and Nick's done a great job for us this year. So, you know, that's part of the football season. That's part of what this is all about is, you know, there's 53 guys on the roster, and you don't have backups for every position, but when guys are forced to play, then, you know, you go in there and you play the best you can, and you prepare for that over the course of the week. And, you know, the better players that you have on your roster from top to bottom, the better team you're going to have, and especially this time of year. So, you know, there's some teams where you lose one or two players, and you can pretty much say bye to your season, mm-hmm. but I don't think that's the case with us. I think that the guys we have, you know, they work hard, they're prepared, and, you know, they're anxious to go out there and perform when they get their chance.
You disagreed with the person who asked you about the ugly win, and you didn't think it was ugly. Do you think there is such thing as an ugly win, or is every win? And if you don't, did you follow at all what the Jets and Cardinals did down in New York?
I saw the final score. I didn't see the game, but... you know, those are two pretty good defensive teams. Yeah. So we played both of them. You know, yesterday we played a very good defensive team, and we played, like I said, it's always challenging for us to play down there. There was a time where we hadn't won down there in a long time. So, and we went down there whatever year it was, in 03 or 04 when we were 12-1 and they were 2-11, and you know, they beat us down there. So, you know, they gave us everything we could handle yesterday, and I have a lot of respect for the Dolphins, and they have some very good players on their team, and I thought, you know, we did a good job there at the end, closing it out when we needed to. That was most important. That's why I was satisfying, and certainly not an ugly win. I mean, I don't buy that one bit. I thought that was a great win for our team.
Tom, I don't know what set of circumstances over the course of your career had you take the field with the heaviest of heart, but can you even imagine the situation that Romeo Crennel specifically had to deal with to focus and get his team on the field and win a football game yesterday?
I mean, no, that was I'm sure shocking for everybody. It was shocking to our own locker room, and we were very close to that organization with, you know, a lot of our friends there. So it's just very tragic, and you know, it's pretty remarkable for them to come out and win yesterday. That says a lot about the character of that team.
Hey, Monday Night Football. Do you like it? Does it get excite you anymore, or is it a pain in the ass because you got to wait all weekend, then you got to wait all day Monday, and it just takes forever to get here? Kickoff.
I look forward to it. I mean, I think it's great. It's a big part of the reason why the NFL has been successful. You know, in that prime time spot, and it's. You know, there's one game on, and we're going to be the team that's there against Houston. And it should be a great. My son just woke up.
That's all right.
And it should be a great. It should be a great game. Houston's got a great team. They've been playing well for, you know, over the course of 12 games with one loss, and that it should be a fun night.
Tom, do you recall the screen to Hernandez on the right in the third quarter when he came back against the grain and came toward you?
Yes, I do.
All right. Now, when Josh and Bill break down the film with you, will they point out to you that you're not supposed to shove your own guy to the ground, shoulder?
I had no idea what the hell was going on. I started running, and Nate was right there. And Nate told me that. Nate said, hey, on that play, you know, that was the hardest hit he took all day. So I started laughing.
Yeah, you got him on the ground pretty good.
Yeah, I believe I'm a fish out of water when we get in those situations.
Hey, I know we do this every week, but does your appreciation for Wes Welker, I mean, grow at this point? I mean, do you ever find yourself taking him for granted? You targeted him 18 times. He had 12 catches. He's like breaking records that Jerry Rice held. I mean, how important is he to the success you've had over the last 5 years?
I know. You know, I said after the game, you know, the kind of respect I have for him. And, you know, nobody works harder than Wes. So he's a great competitor. And I think what he does in practice every day and his ability to, you know, for a guy who's, whatever, 185 pounds to play every single play, take hits over the middle from those guys that are twice as big as him, you know, get up, come back to the huddle, look me in the eye, be ready for the next play, to be in that type of condition, and his mental and physical toughness is unlike anything you've ever seen. So he's he's what our team's all about. So he's the mark of you know, a Patriot football player. So no, I never take him for granted. I think, you know, every day I'm lucky to have a guy like that on my team and as a teammate.
Final question, Tom. Do you know what next Wednesday is? Not this Wednesday, next Wednesday.
No, I don't.
That's the day your baby arrives. 12-12-12.
Oh, I like that.
You like that?
Perfect.
And if you can really make it happen, he or she should arrive about 12 minutes after noon,
right?
That's a good time.
Would Wednesday be an off day after Monday Night Football for you guys?
Probably not.
No?
Probably not.
Well, it is for you. The baby arrives on 12-12-12.
Yeah, that would have to be an off day for me.
All right. Good luck, Tom. We'll talk to you down the road.
Okay, thanks, guys.